Hello everyone, and welcome back to Mastering Defense Infrastructure. If you've been following along, we've already explored the foundational aspects of risk in defense projects, the basics, environmental challenges, geography, all critical stuff. But let me tell you, this week, we dive into where the real action, and sometimes the real headaches, happen. Stakeholder and coordination risks.
Yes. These are often the hidden make or break elements in defense infrastructure projects. You can have the most brilliant design, a decent budget, and plenty of time, but if your people, your teams, and your stakeholders aren't aligned, well, you're in for trouble.
Exactly. Projects aren't delivered by blueprints or schedules alone, right? They're delivered by people, stakeholders with different priorities, teams juggling moving parts. And that's where things can get tricky fast.
Absolutely. It's why understanding the dynamics between all these parties is so crucial. Who are the stakeholders? What do they value? What happens if priorities clash or communication breaks down? These are the questions we're tackling today.
And let's be real here. It's not just about avoiding problems. It's about building solid relationships that actually make projects run smoother. So whether it's the base commander or a local community group, this is where success starts.
Or where things stall if we're not proactive. So stay with us as we unpack what makes stakeholder and coordination risks so unique in defense settings. It's going to be an insightful journey, one that might change how you approach your next project.
So, as we dive into stakeholder risks, let's start with this. Who do we really mean when we talk about stakeholders in defense projects? It's not just the end users or the project sponsor. In this space, it's a much more complex network. And understanding that is key to avoiding misalignments and driving success.
Exactly. Defence projects involve a web of stakeholders, from military personnel and contractors to local councils and even Indigenous communities. It's this huge ecosystem of interest that you have to understand and align.
And that word, align. That's key, isn't it? Because if you don't, things can unravel fast.
They really can. Imagine you've got base commanders focused on operational continuity, local councils worried about traffic and noise impacts, and Indigenous groups expecting meaningful consultation about heritage and employment opportunities. If you miss the mark with even one group, the whole project can stall, or worse.
And what's wild is that these conflicts aren't just theoretical. They pop up all the time, right? Like, say, one defence unit wanting a larger facility while another pushes for a smaller, more cost-effective option.
Oh, absolutely. That kind of scenario is a classic. When I was involved in a base expansion project, we had Army and Air Force both vying for a training facility, and their needs were wildly different. We only got through by sitting everyone in the same room early on and saying, "What are your must-haves? Let's find a middle ground."
And that's why early communication is everything. I mean, if you're looping stakeholders in after decisions have been made, you're asking for trouble.
Right, and it's about making that communication meaningful, not just ticking the box. For example, in the scenario I mentioned, we held workshops where each group could map out their priorities and we documented everything clearly. It built trust, but more importantly, it set clear expectations.
And I bet that transparency was a game changer. People hate surprises, especially when it impacts them directly.
Completely. It's like giving people a stake or even a sense of ownership in the project. When they see their input has shaped decisions, they're much more committed to the outcome. And the conflicts? They're easier to address when you've built that trust up front.
That's such a solid point. So, whether it's a local community group worried about construction traffic or a defense branch arguing over building specs, it all comes back to alignment and communication, right?
Absolutely. But it's worth noting that alignment doesn't always mean perfect agreement. Sometimes it's about helping stakeholders understand the why behind a decision. They might not love it, but if they feel heard and respected, they're far more likely to support the project.
And there it is, folks. Stakeholders aren't just a checkbox or an afterthought. They're the backbone of your project's success. Get that right, and you're miles ahead. But if you get it wrong, well, yeah, don't. All right. So we've unpacked just how vital stakeholder alignment is to driving success. But once you've got those stakeholders aligned, what comes next? That's where coordination takes center stage. And let me tell you, this is where things can really get messy if you're not on top of your game.
Absolutely. Coordination is what keeps all those moving parts working together. And in defense projects where you're dealing with multidisciplinary teams, aging infrastructure, and live bases, It's a whole different level of complexity.
Yeah, it's not just your run-of-the-mill construction site, right? You can't just shut down an airfield because you've got concrete trucks rolling in.
Exactly. And so many of these projects involve integrating new systems with existing decades-old facilities, not to mention incomplete documentation. You've got to account for every detail and anticipate surprises, otherwise it's chaos.
And surprises are the last thing you want. That's why using tools like BIM, Building Information Modeling, is such a game changer. If you're wondering how it works, imagine being able to see a 3D model where every duct, pipe, or beam is coordinated across disciplines. So, when the plumber says, "Oops, there's no room for my piping," guess what? You've already caught that in the design phase.
Totally. And it's not just the tools, it's also the methodology. Regular multidisciplinary design meetings, for instance, are essential. Whether it's architects, structural engineers, or electrical specialists, getting everyone in the same room to review designs early can catch those clashes before they become costly errors on site.
Do you have an example of when that's worked well? I know you've been through some tricky projects.
Oh, for sure. One defence project I worked on involved retrofitting an old storage facility with modern climate control. We were about to begin installation when we realised during one of those coordination sessions that the existing power supply wouldn't support the new systems. Luckily, we caught it early enough to adjust the design and add a substation upgrade. If we hadn't had those meetings, that would have been a massive delay midway through construction.
Wow. And that's exactly why proactive planning matters. It's not just saving money, it's saving the entire timeline. And speaking of timing, here's a little case study for you. Picture this. A World War II era mess hall that needed renovation while the base continued full operations. Imagine the juggling act. Security clearances, maintaining access routes, and coordinating with training schedules. But the project team implemented daily coordination meetings with base command and scheduled tie-in outages over weekends, which kept everything moving smoothly.
That's a perfect example of how detailed planning and flexibility go hand in hand. Defence projects live or die by their ability to coordinate around real-world constraints, from live base operations to unanticipated legacy issues like asbestos or hidden defects in old buildings.
And that's where having clear roles and responsibilities is key. If everyone knows who's managing what, whether it's a design lead tracking updates in BIM or a site manager liaising with base security, you avoid those "I thought you were handling that" moments.
Right, and pairing that clarity with tools like a centralized data environment ensures there's always a single source of truth. When everyone's working from the same set of plans and the latest information, you massively reduce the chance of costly miscoordination.
So, to put it simply, coordination isn't just a step in the process, it's the backbone of project delivery. And as we've seen, whether you're using advanced tools or just getting all the right people in the room, it can make or break the entire project. We've just seen how pivotal coordination is in keeping projects on track, but let's not forget the critical role of effective communication in making that coordination work seamlessly. It's the glue that connects stakeholders, teams, and processes, and without it, even the best laid plans can fall apart. Let me ask you something. Have you ever been on a project where things blew up simply because nobody fully understood what was happening? Miscommunication is like a demolition charge. Silent until it isn't. And when it goes off, it's chaos.
That's such a good analogy. Miscommunication or poor engagement can turn small issues into major crises. And in defence infrastructure projects, where stakes are already high, you can't afford that risk.
Exactly. Which is why having a solid communication plan isn't just a nice to have, it's a gotta have.
And not just any communication plan, it has to work for everyone involved. That means it's not just about providing updates, it's about building trust, setting clear expectations, and most importantly, listening.
Right, like take risk workshops. I love these because they go beyond ticking boxes. Imagine having all your key stakeholders in a room, military commanders, project managers, even local reps, and hashing out potential conflicts before they escalate. That's proactive problem solving in real time.
Exactly. And it's where you unearth those hidden issues. I've seen these workshops completely shift a project trajectory. For instance, in one project, it was during a workshop that we discovered concerns about a temporary facility's impact on base security. Because we caught it early, we adjusted the design and avoided what could have been a nightmare mid-construction.
It all circles back to transparency, doesn't it? People trust you when you're clear and upfront. Whether it's good news or bad, being candid means fewer surprises and fewer headaches.
Absolutely. Here's a great example. On a recent defence project, regular, consistent engagement completely turned the tide during a tricky phase involving operational disruptions. Weekly newsletters to everyone on base, combined with open Q&A sessions for key stakeholders, meant that issues were addressed and resolved before they became blockers.
And that's the magic of keeping everyone in the loop. It's like running a high-stakes relay race. You can have the fastest runners, but if no one knows when to pass the baton, you're not winning anything.
That's a great way to put it, Darian. Effective communication isn't just the glue, it's the race plan, the starting whistle, and the coach on the sidelines helping everyone keep pace. Without it, every other piece of the project, no matter how well designed, starts to break down.
And there it is, folks. Communication, real, transparent, and engaging, is the unsung hero of project success. Ignore it at your peril. So let's quickly recap some of the key takeaways, yeah?
Yes, because mastering defence infrastructure doesn't stop when this episode does. There's always more to dig into.
Absolutely. So first, don't forget to take the quiz on the lesson webpage. It's a great way to lock in the key lessons we covered today.
And while you're there, take a look at this week's exercise. It walks you through stakeholder engagement planning, using a common scenario on a defence base. How many risks can you come up with? When you're done, share your thoughts with your peers in the forum. It's a chance to learn from each other.
Yeah, those forums are gold. You'd be surprised how much insight comes from discussing this stuff with people from different perspectives. So get in there, have a chat, and keep that momentum going.
And if you have any feedback, we'd love to hear it. Just hit reply to the email you got with this episode. We're always keen to know what's resonating and what we can improve.
Oh, and one more thing. If you're enjoying this podcast, tell your mates. Share it around. The more people we can help navigate defence projects, the better.
Exactly. Defence infrastructure is a challenging but exciting space, and collaboration makes all the difference.
All right, that's it from us today. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on Mastering Defence Infrastructure.
See you next time.